Welcome to Talk of the Town, Dave Doney. Glad you could join us on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County. Always glad to have you on a snowy Monday morning, a snowy start to the work week. Should clear out, though, later today. They're actually talking about some sunshine this afternoon, high near 37. Cloudy tonight, could see a little snow. And then for your Veterans Day, mostly cloudy skies and a high near 38. Joined today by Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black. Gentlemen, always good to see you. You made it through the snow. I know, Commissioner Black, we were a little nervous that you might not make it today because the snow was flying.
Union Township did a great job cleaning their roads out there.
What, did you pay to say that? I had to bring a sled dogs in, man. It was pretty deep out there coming from Heath.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You would have never known people had never seen snow before by all the accidents across Central Ohio this morning.
I went to the store yesterday. It was funny because the store was just packed, and I laughed with the cashier. I said, "But the word snow was in the forecast, so now they're all loading up on milk and bread and everything else. It's like, oh, my God, here we go.
Here it comes, the first snowfall of the year.
Yeah, first snowfall of the year.
People get a little nervous. Hey, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. I know you said you're going to be moving, but you'll be home in time. Tell me what's on that Commissioner Black kitchen table for Thanksgiving.
Well, there's going to be a deep-fried turkey.
Deep-fried?
Deep-fried, buddy.
Oh, really?
Oh,
now?
Yeah.
You do that?
Oh, yes, yeah, sir. Boy, it's the only way to go.
Really? You're the deep-fried guy, huh?
Yeah. Wow. You get that kettle out and heat it up with all that vegetable oil. Soak that turkey in there. We sort of embalm it first with special marinade. And it turns out really nice.
Deep fried. Now, you're shaking your head. Are you deep fried guy?
Well, I'm still laughing about an embalmed turkey. That has an interesting ring to it right there. I think we're going to have a turkey. I don't know. We've got one. So with any good luck, I don't think we're going to deep fry it. I think we're just going to be traditional in the oven.
Yeah, that's how we
but
are.
It's okay.
I've got a cousin who deep fries, and he swears by it. Absolutely swear. Yeah.
Anything fried tastes good. Come on.
Hell no.
Come on. Anything fried tastes good.
You've never had my mother-in-law's cooking. Don't even go there. I won't even get started on that. All right.
You said that on the air, too.
That stuff doesn't scare me. She can't hear me. She's in Northeast Ohio.
Okay.
Hey, tomorrow we already mentioned Veterans Day, an important day. I know the county goes out of their way at all times, but it is a special day tomorrow.
It is a special day. Recognize those who served our country and many continue to serve, and it's, you know, they many of them laid their lives on the line. A lot of them didn't come back, but there's a lot of them out there that fortunately did come back, and we want to recognize all their service to the country and keeping us free and safe. It's an important day.
Will you be doing anything special for tomorrow, or is it just kind of? I don't think the county has it that I'm aware of. You guys don't have anything special on the calendar, do you?
I don't think so.
Yeah, for Veterans Day, Commissioner Bubb, do you know of anything?
No, I mean, the courthouse will be red, white, and blue. And, I mean, we certainly honor the holiday, and we encourage all of our employees who will. It is a federal holiday, so remember that in terms of your mail and everything. But we encourage all of our employees to attend some of the veteran celebrations around the community. Some of them have already happened. Mm-hmm. As an example, LCAP, the aging program, had nearly 300 people last week for their veterans celebration on Thursday. So some have already happened. Some of the parades and things, you know, were held this past weekend just to do them on the weekend. But there will be celebrations throughout the community tomorrow. And then, as Rick said, the most important thing is just take a moment to pause and think about your friends, relatives, and individuals themselves who are listening, who have served the country. And many of them paid in various ways. And we've got to respect that and remember that, you know.
And, you know, and had Howard Long in from the Licking County Historical Society, and we were talking about, you know, the role that veterans have played. I mean, it's amazing how many from this county, Commissioner Black, served and served with great honor. I mean, there's a lot of folks in this community have ties to the military.
And it goes back over the years. I mean, since the Revolutionary War, people from Licking County have stepped up and served.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Speaking of the Revolutionary War, it was interesting. I heard Doug Stout's presentation the other evening. And, you know, there are 142 Revolutionary War veterans buried here in Licking County. None of them were born here, obviously. You know, that they came from generally Pennsylvania and the East Coast. They served. A lot of them received land in compensation for their service if they survived the Revolution, and they came here. And really some of the very early settlers in our community that settled Newark and the Hanover area and various communities were actually survivors of the Revolution and some of the early settlers here. And it's interesting that there are seven of them still buried. They still remain at 6th Street Park in Newark, the Veterans Park. Not all the graves from that original cemetery were reinterred at Cedar Hill. And Howard tells us that next year, and I'm sure he's already reported that to you on your program, they're planning a memorial. They've already put a stone down there to commemorate the seven Revolutionary War victims that remain interred at Veterans Park, and they're going to honor them next year with stones to mark where they're buried. But it's important you remember when you use Veterans Park that that was the original cemetery for Newark, and still probably a majority of the people who were buried there in unmarked graves still remain there. So it's an interesting discussion, but I didn't realize there had been 142 men that served in General Washington's army that settled here in the region, and they actually died and buried here in Licking County.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing what you can learn from Doug Stout. I mean, that guy, he is a wealth of information when it comes to history.
Good researcher.
Here in Licking County. Yes, yeah. He is, man. Yeah. He'll find it. It'll take him a while, but he'll find it. All right, getting back to some business that was taking place last week. I wasn't able to get out to a water tower ribbon-cutting ceremony out in Jersey Township. Folks, they drive 161, Commissioner Bubb, they see the thing out there. But how important is this for that western part of the county?
Well, the investment in infrastructure out there is important. The water tower is one of the more visible things. You know, most of your water lines, sewer lines are underground, so you appreciate them maybe but don't see them. But when you see a huge water tower that holds 750,000 gallons, it's a tangible reminder that there is an investment by the county, and in this case, the Regional Water and Sewer District and the State of Ohio and Jersey Township in infrastructure out there. Specifically, that serves that Worthington Road corridor, which we, the county commissioners, assigned to that regional district more than a decade ago to serve that area of Jersey and St. Albans townships. And more recently, we've expanded their area of potential service out there to include all of Jersey, part of St. Albans, and a little part of Monroe Township, simply because they're in a position to do that, and they're working to continue to plan for that. More people are coming here. More businesses are doing business here. And we need more water and sewer infrastructure in the region. And we'll give them credit for working to it's expensive, and it takes a while to make that happen. So we were out there. Rick was there, and Commissioner Flowers was there as well last week. And we celebrated that that piece of infrastructure that the county dedicated some of our ARPA money, or our Build Back America funds, to help make that happen. And no regrets at all. We've got to serve the community and serve the people, and they want to be able to drink good water and be able to flush. That's what it comes down to.
Well, and again, I mean, we won't rehash all of what happened, the different entities complaining and those kind of things. But at the end of the day, and I don't live too far from there in Pataskala, this is a big boon for folks in that area, especially, as you mentioned, when it comes to development. I can't begin to tell how many times I hear folks say, it's infrastructure, it's roads, it's water. I mean, you guys have talked about this, too. You're nodding your head,
yep.
Commissioner Black. This is what kind of folks are looking for when they're looking to move economic development coming to a region.
They're looking for water for businesses. They're looking for water and sewer for residential housing. That's key. It's absolutely key to have good infrastructure for good development.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was funny, again, Commissioner Bubb, I'll hearken back to your newsletter talking about Axiom and what they're doing out there and their expansion. It just seems like every time I drive out there, I'm seeing something new happening in that area of western Licking County. It is, to me, it still is mind-boggling when you think about what you see out there as you just drive maybe a mile or two.
Well, Central Ohio region's growing, and we have a lot of sites in Licking County, so we're an attractive place for development. Intel or not Intel, a lot of great things are happening across Licking County at the Port Authority and Newark and Johnstown and Aetna and Pataskala and along that corridor from New Albany over. Keep watching. You'll see Axiom, which already has 6 plants in Licking County, all in the New Albany area, building their 7th plant out there, a packaging facility. So you'll see that going up. But no, we make no apologies. We've got to help make things happen in Licking County. That's what the commissioners do. That's what we've been doing for a long time. And you spoke about some of the debate out there and some of the arguing going on. It's easy to argue and be contentious, but sometimes leaders have to lead. and make things happen. It takes these are expensive improvements. Mm-hmm. The plant requires planning and long-term effort to put these things in the ground and make them happen. And the commissioners make no apologies. We're on board to what we'd like is controlled growth or smart growth in Licking County, but we need to create new jobs and new opportunity for people that want to live here and for the new generation of people that want to have jobs, just like your kids, Dave, and to have jobs and opportunities so they can raise their families here. And that's what it's all about, and we're going to continue to work on it one day at a time.
Before we take a break, you talk about getting folks and you know, helping people with jobs. We just had Matt Allison in here last week talking about Licking County Transit. They just received the Licking Memorial Health Systems Mary Jane McDonald Building a Healthier Community Award. They're expanding their hours. Again, we talk about this all the time, but to me, it is still probably the number one thing that's happened in this community to help enrich people's
lives. It's been amazing how the transit system has grown. These fixed routes or deviated routes, it's just amazing how many people they are transporting from site A to site B, that people to work, to for medical care, to see family, just so many different things. It's people that don't have their own transportation. Now they're mobile. Mm-hmm. They can get to a job. They can get to the grocery. They can get to medical services. It's just amazing how many people we are transporting, more than we ever anticipated.
Do you have much – I don't want to say much say. Obviously you do. But, I mean, do you talk to Matt on a regular basis?
Yes.
To say, okay, where are you seeing growth? What can we do to help? Where do we need to put another line?
The Hebron-Buckeye Lake route has had far more traffic than we ever thought it would. We're looking towards Pataskala, looking towards Johnstown down the road. It's going to take time, and it's going to take a partnership. It's going to take local partnerships to make it happen.
Think about this, Dave. The fixed routes that we're implementing to bring more transit, these were envisioned long before the COVID pandemic. That was part of a study that was done. And we, the commissioners, fully endorse the creation of these fixed routes to enhance transit across the county. And then we had a little pandemic that came along, which it wasn't little, and it really put our plans back a little bit because people quit riding the bus because they weren't sure it was safe. But we recovered from the pandemic as a community. We've certainly moved on from that, and we recruited Matt Allison after the Intel announcement. We recruited him through our partnership with COTA, because we needed to bring in someone that was a transit professional. So this was a vision from the county commissioners to get back to the plan that we had before COVID, which was let's expand transit and get into fixed routes. And we worked hand in hand with Matt to try to – we have funded more of that ourselves, and our partners have put in money as well. And Matt works for us, and we couldn't be more pleased. In fact, he works for us now this month full-time. He is retired from COTA. And we are pleased to have Matt on the Licking County team, and we'll just keep doing what we can do. But it's like economic development, Dave, or anything else. It has to be done smart. You have to be able to afford it, and it has to be sustainable. In other words, you can't create a whole lot more transit that you can't afford in the long run and then have to disappoint people and maybe cancel a route. So what we're trying to do is grow smart. And as these routes are established and as more people use them, I think they justify themselves. But we have to remember there's a cost to adding transit, and we have to be able to sustain that.
Yeah, no doubt. And I know there have been partners who've stepped up to help with that. You're going to need more, though, if you want to see expansion of that, no doubt. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, glad you could join us on this Monday morning. Kind of a snowy start to the day today. It's supposed to get a little nicer, though, this afternoon. We should see some sunshine, high near 37. Could see some more flurries this evening. And then for your Veterans Day, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. All right, we're coming into the holidays, and I know there's this little thing, the Thanksgiving, the Friday after Thanksgiving. You've been doing it, I don't know, for a couple of years now, I guess you'd say, the courthouse lighting. But how's that all coming? And you said, Commissioner Bubb, folks will be out there starting to put the displays up, correct?
Well, yeah. If you're going to light lights, you got to put them up. Just like on your front porch out there, Dave.
Oh, no, that, I'll let the wife handle that.
Your wife will be hanging off the eaves, putting the lights up. Well, they'll be hanging off the eaves of the courthouse. You'll see them down there working starting this week, late this week. We have a team that actually, it's actually the same company that decorates over at Easton as a professional decorating construction company, and that's what they do. Believe it or not, that's what they do. So they'll be decorating the lower levels of the courthouse and the grounds to go with the existing LED lighting that we have on the courthouse. And with any good luck, the day after Thanksgiving, which is traditionally Black Friday, even though I'm not sure when Black Friday is anymore now. I think it's already started.
They skewed all that.
But the Friday after Thanksgiving is the traditional arrival of Santa that Friday evening. So you should make your plans to be downtown. Also, I think Canal Market is doing their marketplace that day. So they'll have the Christmas marketplace. And also, I think The Works is doing their hometown Christmas that same day. So I know Rick's going to talk about some upcoming Christmas events, but it really kind of gets started the day after Thanksgiving when the Black family will be trying to wear off that fried turkey and trying to get moving again. And
he won't be the only one.
They can come downtown and enjoy, see Santa light the courthouse, and we'll get the get it started again. And it's been going that way since 1949. So it's a pretty nice tradition in our community that I think people look forward
can
to.
Can folks still make donations to the courthouse light? Yeah, well, I just want people to understand, oh, they're out there lighting. They must have got everything
got
they need.
They've got enough money to get it lit, but they also but they have to replace equipment.
Yep.
They have to take the lights down. There's a cost to doing that, like there is to transit. And Post Office Box 292 in Newark, Courthouse Lighting Committee. It's a private group. They raise funds. They pay for this, and they pay for the Santa arrival program, which is nice with music and that sort of thing. And they certainly welcome contributions.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So even though you're seeing the lights go up, you can still make a donation and help out with that. All right, Commissioner Bleck, I know you're going to be very busy this holiday season. You're always playing somewhere or talking about different things that are going on. What's happening with you in the holiday season?
Well, as a church musician, it's the busiest time of the year and really the best time of the year, too. Mm-hmm. When we get in all this Christmas music, I wish the Advent season was longer, but that's the way it is. But yeah, the first big event coming up is the annual Sights and Sounds walking tour of downtown Newark. This is the 25th year for it.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and it has evolved over the years, but it starts on December 4th, Thursday evening. You can hop a shuttle starting at 5 o'clock up at what I call Five Points there and ride down to Second Presbyterian where the program starts. And from there it goes to Trinity Episcopal, Trinity AME Church, then to First Presbyterian, on to St. Paul's Lutheran, First United Methodist Church, and concludes at St. Francis de Sales. And it's a fundraiser for the Licking County Food Pantry Network. $5 donation gets you a ticket, and you can enjoy the whole program. Some people, they don't want to walk it, but they hop in their cars, and there's enough parking in the areas that they can scurry from one place to another. And then the following Saturday is the annual Christmas Carol Sing-Along, which is a fundraiser to benefit Families Helping Families through Job and Family Services. That will be at Second Presbyterian on Saturday, December 6th at 2 p.m. We've got ensemble groups from Heath High School and Licking Valley High School performing. Ann Robinson will join me. We'll do organ and piano duets. It'll be carol singing. Just a good time. And there again, it's a benefit for Families Helping Families.
And that Families Helping Families is so important. I just had Jennifer Ellison Brunn in here last week, and we were talking about,
Everybody's watching what's happening with the government shutdown. Yeah. Things are going to be tight for folks. And we talked about that, families, helping families. I mean, little things like that, just supporting a concert or something like this is so important.
It is
if
so
you don't
important.
Have a whole lot of money or a whole lot of means, if you just go do something like this, it helps in such a big way.
This program is one of the major fundraisers for families, helping families. Mm-hmm. It is a major part of their funding.
What's your favorite holiday, too? I mean, if you could just sit down. I mean, now I'm not talking like, you know, the religious, obviously.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you could
I don't
pick
have
one
a favorite.
No?
There's just so many of them. There are so many of them I enjoy playing for and listening to. It depends on the day of the week. And the time of the day.
How about when the kids are out there? I mean, there's some beautiful young voices.
These kids get together, and there's about maybe 12 or 15 from each high school that come in. They do these arrangements of things. Some of the old carols that I grew up with a kid, Frosty the Snowman, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. They do that.
Grandma Got Run Over.
And Grandma will get run over again. One more time. Grandma's going to get it.
Back.
But it's so much fun. Yeah. That program is so much fun.
And the walking tour of churches, I think for people see that, and they get excited for that as well. I mean, I know that's okay if it's an important call. See, maybe it was your wife telling you, get over here and get the turkey ready to go. But I mean, there's so many different things that folks can do during the holiday season that makes it fun. That holiday walking tour, you play during that too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You'll be playing?
It's kind of cool because I get them the longest because they start rolling in at 5:15 and the program actually starts at 6.
Yeah.
So, you know, the organ at Second Presbyterian is MIDI equipped. So I just put stuff on there and let the ghost play.
So you do your thing and let the other guys do their thing.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Yep.
Commissioner Bubba, I mean, when you talk about the holidays, and I think, you know, everybody knows you're synonymous with the courthouse lighting, but are there some special things that you and the family like to do that maybe folks aren't have heard of or done or get out and do?
Well, you know, they always have the program in Granville, which is nice, the tree lighting. Also, I know Howard Long and the team, they're putting together the annual open house down at 6th Street Park on the 29th, which is Saturday, the day after the courthouse lighting. And I saw Bobby Meldall the other day. I know they're planning some neat things at Buckingham House and Sherwood Davidson. The Heise Glass Museum is open that night. That's a Saturday evening open house from like 5 to 8. Santa's there. Great family thing. You can go through the houses and see them. And then you can also go up to Webb House up on Granville Street. And they're going to be focusing on Christmas celebrations this year. So if you're looking for something early in the season to do with your family, again, you've got that tight little window there. You've got Thanksgiving. You've got the lighting of the courthouse on Black Friday and all the events downtown. And then Saturday, after Ohio State beats Michigan this year, hopefully, you can go downtown and one way or the other enjoy the 6th Street Park and Veterans Park, because the Historical Society, those folks really do a great job of decorating, and it gets your Christmas started in a good way.
No doubt about it. Okay. As we always like to end our show, when you're in, talk a little bit about your newsletter. I mentioned again, I read it when you send it out. If folks want to get a hold of that so they can see what's going on.
Every time you mention this, more people ask me to get on the list here, so you're making more work for me, but that's fine. We'd be glad to share. It's just information on the community and on county government. If you'd like me to share it, I'll share it with you. You can just call me down at the county building. If you ever need to call the county commissioner, 740-670-5110, and it's on the website, our staff will answer the phone. If it's a message for me, just give me your name and your email address, or you can email me. My email's on the county website, and be glad to put you on the newsletter list. Rick even reads it every month, so we're all good.
See, that's all that matters. And here's, you got us reading it. Who needs anybody else?
You'll be out there frying turkeys and reading my newsletter at the same time, right?
And playing the organ.
There we go.
He's a multitasker. Guy can do it all. No problem at all. Well, commissioners, as always, I appreciate you coming in today. Stay warm today. Supposed to get warm later this week, back up to the 60s, so you'll be happy, Commissioner Blackwell.
Oh, much better.
Bad. That's right. It is November, folks. Just keep that in mind. Be sure to join us Wednesday for Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County.